Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Milton the Guide Dog, who was killed last summer at the Guide Dog Foundation. A horrible, horrible crime in the eyes of many. And that's a very appropriate term.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's program is why we are doing a day for Milton. What's some of the reasons why?
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize what they've got until they lose it. You know, it's the old expression.
Yeah.
You know? But it's so true.
It is.
You know, how precious are your eyes? You know, the instruments that keep you safe and take care of you and alert you to danger and all kinds of undesirable things that are around you. Your eyes are the organs that let you know, that tell you, that keep you safe.
You want to know what they say? Sorry. About your eyes.
So, a blind person with a guide dog, it's like a marriage of a different sort. Not a marriage, literally between two people, but it's a relationship marriage that takes place. You know, I don't know if you ever saw that movie, Orca, the whale.
Oh, the one who had the tail missing or something?
No. The hunter, the whale hunter, killed Orca's wife, baby, and it caused the death of his mate, you know.
Oh.
And this whale was so intent and so horrified over this that he hunted this guy down and killed him.
Wow.
You know, it's a great movie. It's a very sad movie, but it was great. So we're not at all advocating violence, but the feeling, the feeling is the same. You know, you took away when they killed Milton. It took away part of Michelle.
Of course, it did.
His owner.
Right.
You know, they broke that marriage.
That bond. That
they
bond.
Broke the bond. That comes from an understanding by the dog and the person. There's an understanding there. There's a very strong relationship. The dog knows it, and the person knows it.
Yeah.
It takes a while to develop it. But once you do, it's there forever.
Yeah.
It's there until one of them dies.
Which is sad too.
And even beyond that.
Right.
It could carry over in many, many ways. So there's a big reason why we're doing a day for Milton.
Absolutely.
Because nobody should have the right to break that bond, to sever that relationship, to sever that marriage between the blind person and the service dog. And that is a very, very powerful reason we carry on and we want people to know, and we want the schools to know. You know, that you don't take this lightly. You know, that this is a horrible, horrible thing that has happened.
Right.
right, inner sight. Now, what were you going to say before?
Well, it was more about what happened when I sort of, like, I was helping somebody with their guide dog. They couldn't climb up the steps. This was maybe about a month ago. And the dog was injured somehow. And I didn't ask any major questions, but I helped, even though I was on my wheelchair, I helped get the dog up on the steps because the back end of the dog was, you know, that's where the injury was. Maybe they got run over by a car, I don't know, or he fell or whatever. Anyway, it was really funny because I could see, almost see, at the owner and the dog, it was like they were both in remorse for what had happened, you know? It was very emotional, very spiritual, you know, the connection between the owner and the dog.
Well, how did you get up the steps with your wheelchair? I don't understand this.
No. There was a couple of steps that the dog had to go up. I could help the dog by lifting it and trying to get the dog on the steps because he was having difficulty with, you know, climbing because I guess the dog injured himself somehow. I didn't ask, you know. I just helped.
Sounds like the dog had arthritis.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
An older dog.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Right, so what's the point you want to make out of this? I
said that you could see the bond between the owner and the dog. It was just so apparent. I don't understand how, you know, somebody could take away that beautiful bond between the dog and the owner. That's basically...
Well, even though a guide dog is injured, and I've seen this happen many times,
Yeah. They
will struggle to keep that person safe.
That's,
you know,
true.
That's how strong that relationship, marriage, you know, between the dog and the person.
Frank,
so
what happened?
It's there.
Sorry. Yeah, I know it's there. Remember the time when Sunrise was very sick? And you had to go get her euthanized. It was the worst, one of the worst times of your life. Anyway, I remember that when you called to Sunrise, she lifted up her head before she was euthanized. That was like the ultimate in terms of, you know, the bond between you and her. Remember that time?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
But anyway,
inner sight.
Brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So adopting Akita, Big East, Akita Rescue. I want to thank all the people who saw the show last night on Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, it'll be on again next Wednesday night at 11, MNN.org, and you go on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. If you're in Manhattan, there's several stations, 1997, Verizon, Files 35, and RCN 84. You can get the show on all those stations. 11 o'clock Wednesday night. About Milton, and I got an email from Michelle today. We'll be trying to get the studio time on March 13th, and
nice.
Michelle will be joining us.
Nice.
And we will do a program with her,
mm-hmm.
get her firsthand feelings and. On what she's going through, what she has been through.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to doing that. This has been the hardest program that I've ever done for me.
Of course.
Obviously, you know, being emotionally involved, having a guide dog, and understanding what she she's going through, but not even the same, because the big difference when your dog dies from old age and when your dog is murdered.
That's true. Just like a human.
All right, Inner Sight, Michelle, Shelby's Kitchen, that is, 631-286-0444, Belport, New York. And that's where the Day for Milton will be held, in Belport, at the
mm-hmm.
Brewery Hall in Belport. And I plan to hold about 100 people, so.
Yeah, pretty good.
We're hoping to fill it up.
Yeah.
May 19th from 11 to 2. All right, Inner Sight, and if you go by Shelby's Kitchen on South Road, 124 South Road, I believe it is, in Belport,
mm-hmm.
you'll notice pictures of Milton and all that. So join with us May 19th from 11 to 2 at the Belport Brewery Hall. What is it, 14?
Yeah, 14 Station Road.
14 Station.
Yeah.
Station but, Place, isn't it?
No, Road.
Station Road, all right. 14
yeah.
Station Road, May 19th, 11 to 2. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. I want to thank them for all their publicizing of the show of Inner Sight lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know they're going to keep on doing it,
mm-hmm.
especially since their executive director will be speaking at the Day for Milton on May 19th. Got a confirmation
okay.
of that. Hey, let's see. You want a Silo, 880-7929-631. You want to stay in shape and have fun? Insight. Third Eye Insight is the name of the program. Third Eye Insight. Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. And I wouldn't be surprised if... Devin comes to the Day for Milton.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
All right. Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the place. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we are on 5 nights a week, 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in any night, 213-816-1650. Do we have any callers?
I was going to take a look. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Okay, let me look. It's taking its time. I don't like this. We have Lorraine listening at the moment.
Oh, all right. All right, Lorraine, if you want to speak, let us know. Sorry we had to... mute you before. We didn't want the noise in there.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
noises are good, you know.
Yeah, some are bad.
Well, it's the wrong time. You know.
Yeah. Like the hospital.
Apologize.
Oh, my God.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by... All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters who have passed away through the activities of evildoers. We honor them and salute them. go an extra mile for a child.
Yes.
Is the inner sight saying. All right.
Lorraine would like to speak.
All right, let's take a phone call from Lorraine, our special projects coordinator.
Yep. Here she is.
From Queens.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, Susan. Hello, Franca. And how is everybody out there?
Right, in Never Never Land.
Yes,
good.
You never know.
Yeah,
I was just listening to what y'all saying about the bond of a guide dog or any animal to their human partner. I'm going to put it like that, on human partner. It's like a marriage and a bond. Because I know, because here in our home, we have 8 cats and 2 dogs. And every one of them have their own different personalities. But they say the animals don't have a personality and they don't have a soul.
No,
if you really, really look at this, at the precious animal, they, in a sense, they do because of the way they communicate with you.
Right.
You know, I mean, like when each kitten that I go, not kitten but cat that I go to, they all are so different, and they have a special feel for you. They do.
Yeah.
And I know one of the cats now, when I get ready to move to go to another place of the house, they will get right in front of me, and it's like as if the cat is guiding me all the way to the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And make sure, and they know, they definitely know when you're not feeling well. They know when you're sick, too.
Right. That happened with my husband once.
Mm-hmm.
He had the flu and pneumonia at the same time.
Ooh,
and
my
the dog usually sleeps over my stomach. I don't know why. But the dog, and I don't have a dog now, but just to let you know what happened with the dogs that I had. What the dog did was it stopped, being next to me where I had a problem and went to my husband and wrapped his whole arms and everything, not arms, paws, around my husband to help him get better. My husband fell asleep. And the next day he felt a little bit better.
Yeah,
and I
see
think
what
his
they
dog
do.
Was, yeah.
They give you support. They lift you
up.
Oh,
yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
they do.
You know,
scared in an area, they act like they're going to help you. I mean,
talking,
just
excuse me, talking
remarkable.
About all these things, you realize how valuable your animal is, you know, just the regular pet animal, you know.
Right. But imagine
but now,
a dog.
Try to imagine a dog that comes between you and life and death every day.
Yes.
You know, and doesn't even think about themselves.
No, they don't.
You know,
no, they
just
don't.
Has
they
one
just
thing,
don't.
One thing in their mind, you know, to do their job and to guide that person. Now, when a person applies for a guide dog, they have no idea what they're getting themselves into because there's no law, there's no regulation.
Right.
You go on a waiting list for many months, could be a year or more, and you anticipate, you know, that you're going to get this dog. So there's no, and they tell you in the application, there's no guarantee that you're going to get a dog from them, you know. In the meantime, they use your profile to raise the money and all that.
Right.
And so now, if you're lucky, you know, you get the dog and you get through it, and you bond with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Many people don't. Many people never get a dog. And it's like a vicious circle because there's no law, you know. And here you are. You've spent all this time and energy anticipating.
Right.
You know. And one woman I had on the show some years ago, they brought 3 dogs to her house. This, by the way, the same school that responsible for the death of Milton, brought three dogs to her house and said, these are the three dogs we believe are good for you. You know, take your choice, you know. So she picked one of the dogs, said, okay, we'll notify you. They called her the next day, and they told her, we don't have a dog for you. we don't believe that we can give you a dog, you know. Now, here nor there, you don't know what it's all about. It could be somebody with an ego, it could be anything. But you know what? It really doesn't matter.
Right.
Because that woman should have been able to say, well, look, you put me through all this emotionally.
Yeah.
I want a hearing. I want a fair hearing. I want to know what happened. Mm-hmm. You brought those dogs to my house, you know. Why did they do all that? You see, they when there's no law, and you don't have to be accountable, you do a lot of things.
That's right.
But you get away with it.
What's to say that they didn't raise money for that dog for her, and then went on to deny her, and then also raise more money for another person for that dog?
Well, I don't know. We don't know, and we will never know because there's no regulation.
Accountability and
but
regulation.
This is another reason why we're doing a day for Milton, because people suffer when they don't have the protection that they need, and many blind people cannot function properly without a guide dog.
That's true.
Many of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So the day for Milton is so valuable, and so it's going to be a learning process for many of people who don't realize, and who may never realize, unless they lose their sight.
Right.
What a guide dog means to somebody, and why it's so special and precious.
Yeah.
And especially where a school, you know, that you entrust with your dog, and you bring it to the school, and you never see your dog again.
That's
got to be a shock.
Yeah.
To anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And tonight at 9:30, if you're a Long Islander, Channel 20, Michelle's husband and myself, on the Inner Sight tonight, 9:30, Channel 20. Check it out. We sent out a tweet on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
How'd we do with that tweet?
I know, let me look.
Take a look. And, you know, it's very hard to explain to somebody what it means when you're sightless, you know, and you trust that dog with your life, you know, you don't even have to think about it, because you know, that the dog is there for that purpose, and it's a trust. It's a life-saving feeling. It's a feeling of security. What, you got the tweet?
Yeah, I do. What part do you want me to read first? The tweet itself, or... I'm sorry?
Just read it. It doesn't matter.
Okay. At 9:30 tonight on Channel 20 on Altice, which is a local programming, on Long Island, InnerSight presents the murder of Lugardo.
All right. Now, did we get any response on it?
Yes, we did. We got 2 impressions, 5 engagements, and detail expands were 4.
All right. That was the second one, right?
Yes. I had to make it a little different.
Yeah, well, what did we get on the first one?
Okay.
Did you find it?
Go back. Yeah, I'm going to try.
There were 2 of them.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, tomorrow night, the funny is on InnerSight, so.
That's right.
We
get
like
ready.
To wind up the week with the funnies because, you know, we talk about a lot of serious stuff, but you got to be able
I
to
can't.
Laugh in life.
Yes. Yes, very
so
much
join
so.
Us tomorrow.
Oh, here
night.
It is. Okay. Then it says at 9:30 tonight. Similar, but I changed it up a little bit because I wanted it to go out. Oh, it just went off the page. I'm sorry, Frank. Give me a second. Oh, this is annoying.
Yeah, 9:30 okay. tonight, Channel 20 on Long Island.
Right. Now, I had to change the tweet just a little bit so I could, put it up. So
all
I
right.
did. And it's similar to the other one. You want me to read this one?
No, don't read that. Let us know what kind of results we had.
Okay, hold on. This had a lot more because it was the first one. It said 25 impressions, 6 engagements, and 6 detail expands.
All right, so people are
wow.
picking up on it. People
yeah.
are noticing it.
Yeah.
You know?
I see.
And maybe they'll put it on their Facebook. That would be nice. And
yeah.
on their social media.
That would be real
you know?
Nice.
Really?
It let
would.
People
That's
know.
Good.
If anybody has any questions about Guide Dog, 213-816-1650. We'd be happy to answer your
that.
Questions. If you go to our website, InnerSight.info, we have a thing up there. We have to revise it, but...
Yes, we do.
There's a thing up there, a section, how to train your dog on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you might want to check that out, anybody who's interested in, or who needs that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a service dog and you're having a problem with it, call InnerSight. We'll help you.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter where you got the dog from.
Right.
InnerSight, 631-224-3090. Or if you have a dog that you want to be a service dog, let us know and we will
help you.
Check the dog out and we can certify it
yeah.
as a service dog. All right, InnerSight, and why we're doing a day for Milton. Because we believe that people have the right to be independent, you know, and to have control over that independence. That's another important point.
Right.
People should have control over their own independence.
That's true.
I mean, there's so many reasons why we're doing a day for Milton and why we're planning to do it all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to alert people, to let people know that things have to change the way things are done. In connection with service dog training. There's a lot for these schools to learn. If a school stops learning and is not open to learning,
that's
no good.
A problem. Yeah.
And I know that there's a lot of good people at these schools. I know that. The good people have to step up and get rid of these bad people that don't want us to have control over our independence. So that's another reason why we're doing the Day for Milton. And let me see if I can get, this would be a surprise, but I'm going to see if I can get Ira Tucker on the line.
Oh, that'd be good.
All right. Talk about Milton until I come back.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
I'll tell you something. Yes. I never saw such craziness in my whole entire life when that, you know, that they killed that dog. That was just so horrible.
That
I mean, I have had pet dogs that I've loved dearly, and you know, I really raised them from a very young dog. And yet to tell you that a guide dog is like a pet dog, no way, you can't do that.
But your pet
dog can become a guide dog if they really have a close bond with you. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you make any of your dogs a guide dog?
Well, actually, these dogs here are...
All right, I couldn't get them.
Okay.
But I'm sure I will at another point, another time. Ira is the guy who has put together the package on Milton.
That's right.
You know, and he came up with the idea of a day for Milton.
That's right.
So
very good idea.
I want to get him on the show at some point to talk about that.
Right.
From another point of view, you know. All right, what did I interrupt?
We were just talking about guide dogs in general and how they're so different from a pet dog. You can make your pet dog a guide dog, but, you know, there has to be certain personality as well, and the bond has to be there. You know, that's what I feel. And we were talking about that.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah,
and she was,
definitely.
And you were asking me, how would I like one of the dogs here to become a guide dog? And now I was going to explain to her that the two dogs that are here, they are my daughters, Traffic and Gunner.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, one is a German Shepherd Terrier, and the other one is a Mini Pinscher.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Both of which I think are too little in weight.
Yes, right. They are.
Yeah, they're too little in weight to be a guide dog.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but it could be a dog, like a service dog for another person. I'll give an example. If the person is hearing impaired only, you know, they could use a smaller dog to, you know, bark or whatever the case may be. Say if the alarm clock went off and then the person didn't realize it, you know, they were in deep sleep, as well as the hearing impairment between the two, they didn't realize that went off. The dog can come and start waking up the person.
Yes.
You know, that's what they're used for a lot, the service dogs.
Mm. You know? Believe me, anybody who goes...
Well, go ahead, Lorraine.
Oh, okay. Anybody who goes outside of that door or come in the door, you hear their mouth or any little inkling of anything, their mouth will go off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're watching out for their house.
That's right.
Yes, they
and
are.
And their owner and protecting their owners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A Day for Milton, May 19th at the brewery, Belport Hall, number 14, Railroad. I'm thinking of Railroad Avenue, but that's where I live.
But it isn't. It's just Station.
No.
Yeah, I know what you're talking 14 about, too.
Station.
Yes, Station.
Right. And, you know, thinking about what happened, you know, and trying to put yourself in Michelle's position, you know, try to be empathetic and feel what she's feeling, what she's going through. You know, that's a very hard thing to do. You know, because especially if you never lived with a guide dog and
right.
depended on it and, you know, loved it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The dog loved you. So
that is difficult. I cannot imagine that whole scenario happening to me. I would just be like, you murderers. I wouldn't even say anything else. Why'd you murder
mm-hmm.
this? I would have just went straight out with that, you know.
You wouldn't be able to keep my mouth shut or quiet.
Me neither. Mm-hmm. That's
you
right, me too.
So
just
the
imagine
day,
that's
day
it.
For,
I'm sorry.
The day for Milton will reveal what a dog means to people.
That's right.
And how it works. You know, how it alerts you, how it keeps you safe, and I'm sure people will have questions.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Oh yes, they will.
And. But it's really, and it's not the easiest thing to find the right dog all the time.
That's right.
You know, to go through that.
It is very difficult.
And Michelle is right now going through a very hard time. But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Inner Sight has helped her a lot because
yeah.
she thanks me every night in an email.
Oh.
You know, and we exchange emails almost every day.
That's great.
And
it's easier for somebody with a hearing impairment to use email.
She knows that we're gonna stick by her. And see this thing through to wherever it goes.
Yeah, that she knows. Well.
You know,
and however long it takes.
What?
I was saying however long it takes.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
However long it takes, whatever it takes.
That's it.
You know, because
Lorraine, have you ever had a guide dog?
No, I never had a guide dog. No.
Okay.
I had a support animal, support cat.
That's true. You could just grab any one of those cats and just hug.
Yes.
They don't like it too much. Oh, man. I can't even have a that type of fur. So I'm stuck. I like both cats and dogs, but I think I like dogs cause a little bit more because I've been raised with dogs. All my life. And now, the only thing that's preventing me from getting a dog is, you know, my husband wants to be able to go to sleep, you know, on time, and he's really concentrating on work right now. But when he said he either retires or he actually, you know, comes about and says, oh, your vision has gotten really bad, we have to bite the bullet and get a dog for you. You know, that's what my... you know, scenario is now, the eye that, you know, is very dry from the palsy that I had, and I have.
Dry
still.
Eye, yeah.
Yeah, very bad. It's like, is it
yeah,
the,
so let's stay on the subject. So
right.
to appeal to people,
yes.
you know, I would say to them, be grateful and thankful for your eyesight, right?
That's
and
right.
come...
Right.
to the day for Milton
mm-hmm.
and learn about someone's eyesight that was killed because that's really what happened here.
That is the worst. You
destroyed somebody's eyes, somebody's way of life. You see, the law doesn't look at it like that.
That's sad too.
And that's why the woman got off with a light punishment.
Slap on the wrist, as they say.
So value your eyes.
Please do.
and come to the day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewery Hall, and try to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it and what it means to people. A day for Milton. Mm. You know, the more I say that, the more I realize it encompasses a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, it does. That's for sure.
It stands for something.
Yes, it does.
It stands for something that's very, very valuable and special that should be looked upon that way, especially by these agencies for the blind.
That's right. The agencies should step in and say, listen, you can't do that to a person. That's what they should be doing. But they don't. They absolutely don't.
Well, they're part of it.
Yeah, I know.
They're part of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they do nothing about it.
Yeah.
They're
they
part
don't
of
care.
It. You know, like Jesus
they don't
said,
care.
If you're not for me, you're against
me.
That's it. It's like half pregnant. You know,
it is the principle.
It doesn't work half pregnancy, nor does, you ask them, are you with me or not with me? And they don't answer, you know they're not with you. You know?
That's true.
Simple.
So in a day for Milton, everybody's going to be talking about what they feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We have two speakers lined up already, one on a legal point of view, and the one from Jose Delgado, who's the director of the Independent Living.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when this first happened, Joe made a statement for Inner Sight. He said he believes that the schools are very unfair to their clients,
right?
Because they don't have an impartial, fair hearing system.
That's right. People are very surprised at that, Frank. I don't know why, but they're very surprised that And then if they're surprised, my next statement would be, "Why don't you sign a petition and officially make it that way?" You know, that's how I feel. Like, get a grip and sign a petition.
You mean help us pass a law? You got to clarify.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
By signing the petition. Yeah,
yeah, and we'll invite the politicians. We'll invite the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
we're not belligerent toward the school.
No.
We want to see the school improve.
That's true.
Yes.
I mean, what happened
and
was
if
horrible.
They can't,
it should have never happened.
That's
in the first beginning. That was negligent, very much.
Very.
If they were more aware, if they were more aware of what was going on, if they had a reason to be more aware, you know, if the guy, the head trainer, be it man or woman, knew that, hey, I can lose my license. Where's Milton?
Okay. Yeah.
You see how you think that way?
Yeah.
But they
and
don't think that
you,
way because there is
what
no
What about
life.
The trainer? How could you do that? That doesn't make sense to me. You're there.
It doesn't.
No, that part doesn't make sense at all to me. Why?
Well, there's more to it that
do
we
it.
Don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is, it's got to be
unless somebody's
more
holding
deeper.
A gun to your head. Unless somebody's holding
to
a
it.
Gun to your head. Don't do it.
But there's no
sit.
Law. There's no law to make her talk.
Mm-mm.
No, they have no leverage against her.
Right.
That's what the problem is. That's why there should be legislation.
Yeah. I remember you saying Inner Sight will prove, you know, that they are going to follow the same rules as the other guide dog schools. And you said that to me. And I was like, yeah, I know. I know you would have said that right away. So, you know, what are we going
to do?
They're
operating the same way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they should.
No difference.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there had to be some inkling in that person's mind to let it to dawn on them, hey, let me go and check on Milton. Let me take the dog out. No,
right.
They didn't. Just went on their own little merry way and left the poor left him in there. Yes.
I'm not surprised at what they did, actually, because I think they did it more often, but this time they got caught. That's my theory behind that. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. However, I think it's such a vile, evil, cruel. I can't think of any more adjectives but those to describe what that trainer did. You know, it nauseates me at times, just knowing that what they did. You know, and a person was depending on that creature to bring them back and forth and everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me thank some of our friends. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. Olga Murray, who will be one of the speakers, former assistant district attorney here in Suffolk County. And all of our friends, I want to thank David and Audra Ross from New York, lawyers.
That's great.
212-425-1020. And all of our friends, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. I want to thank the Bean Coffee House here in Sayville for posting the show every week.
That's great.
On their
really
bulletin
is.
Board. And by the way, if you go in there,
try
their special, the ice coffee.
Yeah.
They're starting to make ice coffee now.
That's nice.
Sounds
yummy. I like
all
ice
right.
coffee.
Yummy. Coffee
too. Any coffee, really.
Yes.
I thank Andrew and Ryan, a couple of the guys who work there who have watched the show and who know about InnerSight. And I'm sure we'll be friends, and we may even get them on as a sponsor. You know, we started advertising them because they've been putting the show up.
That's right.
You know, you never know in the future. Maybe we'll have them as a paying sponsor.
That'd be great.
That would be.
All right, InnerSight
mm-hmm.
around the world, and don't forget tomorrow night the funnies.
Oh, yeah.
Lorraine will be here with some of her side sound effects.
Yes,
that's
great, I will.
I almost said side effects. Hey, you know,
that gives me a
good idea. I'm going to do a skit about side effects of drugs.
Oh yeah. That should be fun.
That's a good idea.
Very fun. And death. That's the best part. And death. And you're sitting there, why the hell is this doctor giving me this? So I could die or go in a nursing home and be forever scarred or whatever. That's what I'm always
tomorrow
thinking.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Side effects.
And who's the old-time actor experiencing the side effects?
Do that tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right. InnerSight. And the day for Milton, May 19th.
Yeah.
At Belport Brewery. We'd love you to be there. Bring your dog.
Yeah.
Bring your puppy.
The capacity is 100 people, so you're all welcome. But we have to keep in mind of the how many people.
Well, if it's a nice day, maybe we'll open the doors and have people could sit outside, too.
That's a great idea.
That would be, oh, yes.
I would take pictures like crazy of that because I just love, you know, things like that. That would be so calm and cool and collective. I would love that. To help people.
And May 19th is Michelle's birthday, so it's an extra special added.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. At least we have it with something that is a nice marker of you know, life.
Yeah,
and now this would be, you know, beyond that. She has to step into the next. It'll be hard to do it because the way in which they took the dog away from her, basically. And
I'd like to see if we could maybe set up a monitor and show the program that we're going to do with Michelle on March 13th.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let's see if we could hook that up.
You got to save it to DVD and or a key fob, you know, those little square things, Frank, that you put in the computer side, and it's like a little hard drive. You could save that show there and then
Well, it depends on what kind of format we have.
Yeah, exactly.
To show it on if we could get something.
That'd be nice. You know who I would like to help us with that, if we could get it, is Jason. Maybe he can help us with that. You know?
Maybe. We'll have to see.
Yeah, exactly.
So think of it as a day. Now, this is going to sound weird, but try to understand it. Think of it as a day for your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, to appreciate.
It is a day for your eyes.
To appreciate your eyes and understand them and how and why they work and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one way to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a day for Milton. Milton was a sweet, beautiful.
Beautiful.
3-year-old Labrador.
He looked beautiful. He was not supposed to die, period. End of story. Make it, you know, a punishment, not a slap on the wrist. That's how I feel.
Yeah. I bet a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah,
I do too.
Exactly. Definitely.
My grandmother raised dogs. I was around dogs all my life as a young kid. Yeah, we have poodles, and I learned how to do the poodle cut because I was a hairdresser.
Oh, you know how to do that? Oh, that's cool.
My grandmother taught me.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Do we have the Able News? You didn't do the Able News, did you?
Not now, no. I didn't.
Oh, let's
Hold
get
on,
the
let me
Able
go back.
News.
Talk a little bit until I get to
Angela Melody, my
studio.
Good friend, Able News, and we'll have to get a picture of Milton on the front page.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Able.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and put it down on your calendar, May 19th, Friday, 11 to 2, Bellport, New York, day for Milton. Click on the, or turn on the show tonight, if you're a Long Islander, Channel 20, 9:30 tonight, and the show, Inner Sight, and you'll hear why, many reasons why.
Yeah, you will.
And you'll see why we're doing a day for Milton. There's a good way to learn why we're doing it. Watch the show tonight.
Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, it's like you wouldn't want to be without your eyes.
That's right.
I wouldn't want to be without my guide dog.
Yeah.
You know. And I trust my dog a lot more than I'd trust any person to get me around safe.
There you go.
I don't have to think about that.
Yeah.
Because my dog knows better than any person.
That's right.
What I need.
They see better,
to be safe.
Even though they're not.
They know
you
it.
Know, when they're puppies, they don't see better. But when they're older, they see better. They smell better. They hear better. Did I miss anything? You know. So that's how I feel about dogs. They're far superior in helping you get around and being your eyes for the time that you have the dog. They will not let you go in harm's way. That's my opinion about it. know.
Yeah, sometimes I make mistakes and I don't quite follow her.
Right.
Then I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You know. Just go with your dog. Follow your dog when it's a guide dog. You got to follow that dog.
That's right.
So that's another reason why we're doing a day for Milton.
I would love
to let people know about
it. Describe what a guide dog means to them. I would love a little segment in the party, you know.
Maybe people will talk about that.
I'm sorry?
If they come, they can say a few words about that.
Yeah. I mean, I can still, it's not clicking. I only can imagine what she's feeling. Let me get... Michelle's feeling, you know, a complete loss for words, I would say. I don't know how I would deal with it if it happened to me, but I know I would aggressively, you know, speak about it all the time, just as if you're doing it right now, Frank. But the thing is that...
Well, I'm sure Michelle will express herself.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
She's not afraid.
No,
especially since she's got inner sight behind her now.
That's right.
She's a very, very brave, beautiful woman.
Yeah. Strong.
Yeah. Strong, yeah, that's a good word, too.
Yeah.
We're gonna get her through this.
Yeah.
You know, we'll never be able to erase the memory of what happened, but...
No, you shouldn't be there.
No.
We're going to get her through it.
Yeah, we will.
Because we love her.
We care about her.
That's right.
And that's another reason for the day for Milton.
Yeah.
Because we love Michelle and we love Milton.
That's right. I hope she's able to get,
it holds 100 people. I'd like to have 5,000 show up.
That would be beautiful.
Nice. Sure.
That would be beautiful is right. Hopefully it's not raining. They say it's good luck when it rains, but...
Let all the business people bring out chairs and we'll surround the building.
That's right.
You know?
I think we're going to be
inner
fuller
sight
than that place can handle, but that's okay. We'll open up the doors and make it, you know, a party in a sense. You know, is she going to get another dog? That's going to be a hard thing for her to do. Is she going to be getting another dog?
You better ask her that. It's up to her.
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get another dog with the hurt of the Milton still fresh. I know that very well. You have to give some time for yourself to mourn, not only for another person, you know.
Everybody's different, and
yeah,
you know, you have to. If you get a new dog, you have to concentrate on that. You can't compare dogs.
No, you can't.
It's not going to work that way.
Each dog has their ability,
their own
special ability.
Yes.
Their own special abilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes things, you know, very
and
understandable.
Then, yeah. Yeah, then you got to rebond all over again with the new one. Yes.
Yeah, that's
all. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our friends. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank all our callers, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, don't forget a day for Milton, May 19th.
117,777. Sorry.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, right?
Inner Sight, thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you very much. Inner Sight.
Good night.
Good night. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.